What else is happening with you?
Were
you
I watched the Braves front and center last night. It was a glorious night. There was no drama. And all of a sudden, the number that I said, let's not say it yesterday, because four times before we were on the verge of hitting 500, and four times we failed. But not last night. It was a great night down at Truist Park.
Yeah, I saw the statistics.
There was tens of you there.
But it was a quiet night over there.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Yeah. The statistic is it's one of the quickest to 500 for a team that started like they did in Major League history. If you think about it, we are, you know, only in mid-May. And when you start on the hole that they did, that is a really good sign.
You're 21-21. You started 0-7. You played 42, obviously, if we can do the quick math. But the bigger number to me was after 18 games stake, they were 8 games under 500.
Yeah, that's the one that matters.
That
to me
is the big chunk where you just played great freaking baseball.
So you were 8 and what?
8 games under 500.
With what
on
record
18,
was that?
After 18 games, you had to be 2-.
Well, 18 games, 8 games under 500. So somebody can do the math for us. But the point is, since that time, you're playing really good baseball. You know, I mean, it doesn't always feel like that
God,
when you lose
it's
to
amazing.
The when you lose to the Pirates,
yeah,
and lose to the Rockies and you know, the Red Series. I think you took 3 out of 4 from the Reds, but you needed that big come from behind. So yeah, I mean that is without Ronald Acuna, without Spencer Strider, with what happened early in the season with Chris Sale's struggles and everything else, to be sitting there where they are, that's exactly what I've been talking about. Is I don't care until we get to 500 that we can really start talking about being a playoff team, being going deep in the postseason, and all those things now are in play as you start to get your big pieces back, which is why there was never any panic from Brian Snitker, which is why veteran players like Matt Olson. And, you know, most of these guys are veteran players. They've been around a long time. Austin Riley, Ozzie Albies, you know, Marcell Ozuna. There's no panic. It was so ugly to come out of the gate. But we have so much left with the Phillies and haven't played the Mets yet. And, you know, now we got the American League East teams, Yankees and Red Sox will be dealing with and everything else. So it's just good to see, a like you said, a quiet night where there was no drama. So we'll do that as part of our 9 at 9. By the way, you said 18 games in.
18 games in.
We were 5-13, that would be.
Thank you.
So we were 5-13. So, again, math is not what we thought we were, you know, being hired for. But
show your work.
We found our way.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
5-2 was your final last night. So we talk about chatter the next morning. What are you talking about? You're talking about the fact that Drake Baldwin is for real and likely needs to be playing more. 3 for 4 last night, a couple of RBI, 3 runs scored. Austin Riley, 2 for 4. And Jesus, take the wheel. Whatever you're doing, stop and have a moment for Ozzie Albies. That's right, Bo. Give it to us loud and proud. After going 0 for 28, he has not one but 2 hits last night. So we praise you. We stood there with you. Big smile on his face. He's ready to go. Spencer Schwellenbach, outstanding, 7 innings pitched, threw 97 pitches, gave up 4 hits, a couple runs, a few strikeouts as well. So what you need to know is that Ronald Acuna played last night in Northport, had a home run, 3 at-bats, and they said, pack your bag, get on the plane, heading back to Atlanta today, and you guys, he will play in Gwinnett tomorrow night. It is a 7:15
wow.
First pitch
fun,
at Colray
fun.
Field. I just checked the tickets this morning. The lower level's already sold out, but you can literally get in the gate right now for about $15. And there's no bad seat in there. So if you wanted to go see Ronald, and, you know, stake to me, the bigger discussion is who, what, where, when, and how with what do we do with him now? Look at June 1st. Look at June 1st, and I'm going to tell you the next segment exactly why you should be doing that. NBA, wow, if I would have told you that the Cavs, the number one seed in the East, is done.
They had such a ridiculous regular season. They are apparently so loaded up. Not unlike the Atlanta Braves, I would argue, a couple of years ago when they had one of the best offensive seasons in history, but really was not totally healthy in the postseason. We've seen that for a few years. Max Fried, obviously, Spencer Strider, Chris Sale, not where we needed him.